Medina averaging 15 points a ball game. Medina swings it in the left corner. Vigil, he's open for a two and hits it. Jose Vigil from about 18 feet makes it 2-0 in favor of West Mesa.
And Vigil with a nice little shot fake into the jumper. Now West Mesa into their tight defense again.
Now here's Rogers, fade away from 14. That's off the mark. Long rebound into the hands of West Mesa's Isaiah Ortiz, who kicks the ball to Vigil. Cross it on the near side, left side to Medina. Medina passed it into the left corner, and a baseline drive was made by Cameron Schreier. Still not used to seeing him wearing number 30. Ordinarily, he's number 2.
Yeah, well, you know, and you, let me tell you the other thing, Scott, is you can see these refs are calling this game really tight. Both teams with two team fouls, and I think that favors West Mesa because I think West Mesa would love to see El Dorado have to go to the bench because they don't like using their bench that often.
No, they usually use, what, six, maybe seven guys? And I say maybe with a capital M because they feel their six is as good as anybody here in the state. Ball goes off the hands of Schreier out of bounds, and it goes out of bounds to El Dorado. 2-0 West Mesa with the lead. El Dorado with the ball. Nino Lovato brings it into the front court, swings it near side Consana. He's on the right wing. Now it's into the hands of Muno. Muno gives the ball to Valencia. He's a scoring machine, and Valencia, a junior. Now it's Rogers, right block. He's in the lane, and a whistle. We're going to have a push on the dribble. And that's going to go against West Mesa. Yeah, a lot right off the get-go.
Yeah, and we haven't seen that all day. You know, we've got five fouls called in the first, 2 minutes and 10 seconds of this game. And most of these other officials have been letting these guys play.
Long three. Tyler Quintana buries it. Quintana, 16 against Piedra Vista. He has three here today. 3-2 in favor of El Dorado. 5:39 to go in the opening quarter.
That was right off that baseline out of bounds play. A play El Dorado loves to run.
Way outside is Bolden. Bolden, talented player, talented athlete. Three-pointer right wing by Medina, and that's good. He can do that all night long.
And that was way out, Scott. Furthest shot I've seen today.
15-point average, had 16 in the opener, the first round against Lanzano. He's a guy who you even said is one of those guys that they need to score here today. Left wing, Quintana, another three. He buries it again. He's already got six.
Yep. He's on fire, and he had a heck of a game when we had them against La Cueva earlier this year.
Three on the other end is good.
It's Jose Vigil, and this backcourt with Medina and Vigil can score on a lot of people.
Vigil makes it 8-6. Vigil on the board already with five. He had 26 in the last game. Now the ball is driven. Left wing, it's Muno. Left corner, Domino Lovato pulls up a three off the mark. Domino Lovato with the rebound. Got it into Rogers. Rogers in very deep. Left hands up, no good. Rebound, Rogers off the mark. Rebound again, Tyler Rogers. His pass is stolen away and being fouled as Vigil as he went into the front court.
Big break for West Mesa there. They got a little lazy on that, on the rebound in there, and Medina, and it looked like Brandon Bolden stayed on the perimeter, and Rogers had three really good looks at it. Scott wasn't able to convert, and then Vigil with a big steal and draws a foul on El Dorado.
4:17 to play. We're in the opening quarter. 8-6 West Mesa with the lead and the ball. Jose Vigil, averaging 16. He had 26 the other day against Monsanto.
Watch out for a three here in the corner by Vigil. He could be open.
Schreier gives the ball, free throw line. It's Medina. Now left corner, three ball is on the way by Vigil. Off the mark. The rebound put up, blocked by Rogers. The next rebound is put up, and that is off the mark. Rogers ends up with a loose ball for El Dorado. Coming from our left to our right, we are courtside here at the pit. And the ball in the hands of Domino Lovato. He's the playmaker. Gives the ball to Muno. Muno can score. They lob it down the lane of Valencia. Stolen away. Taken away by Jose Vigil. Here he comes from West Mesa down the middle. Vigil all the way. Left hand's a high circus shot off the mark. The rebound, Corbin Kuhn. El Dorado with the ball now. Valencia on the right base. Double team. Beautiful spin move in traffic and banks it off the backboard and scores.
Not sure how that went in.
Could have done that better.
Crazy move by Valencia, but he gets it to fall. Great pace in this game. Up and down both teams.
8-8. Way outside, three ball on the way by Medina. That's off the mark. Underneath the rebound, it was blocked by Rogers. Bolden bumped. He puts it up off the mark, and he is fouled. You know, you made a mention about them calling a lot of fouls early, but they're letting them play when it comes to the shots.
They changed this. And I'll tell you, the first 2 minutes, nobody could do anything, and there's all these fouls called. These last 4 minutes, I should say now, there's been very little foul. They're letting them play, which I love. I want to see these guys play. I don't want to see guys on the bench, Scott. I want to see Eldo's best five against West Mason's best five. Let them play. Stay away from the ticky-tack stuff, and they're starting to do that now.
No, you're right about that.
And I think both coaches would agree with me on that.
Bolden at the line for two. Brandon Bolden, seven-point average, had five against Manzano in the opening round, and he missed. They missed both. 8-8 the score. Three ball on the way is nothing but twine for Mike Muno, last three.